with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Florida residents hard hit by Hurricane Milton are getting back on their feet.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's disaster fund has raised about $12 million and counting.
Through the disaster fund, we've been able to cut red tape and we've been able to get assistance to people who need it.
He also says power is back for most of the state.
You're even without power for a few hours, it could be a real pain in the rear end, but we had over 50,000 linemen. These folks really got to work. So you got about 170,000 accounts right now that are without power.
And free gas is still available at 10 state depots.
We have now dispensed, just from the state, over 2.5 million gallons of gas free to the people of Florida.
I'm Julie Walker.
Trust in the mass media has hit a new low, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A new Gallup poll reveals that Americans have serious doubts about the news media. One-third of those surveyed have no trust at all in the media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. And another third of Americans express not very much confidence. According to Gallup, the news media is the least trusted group among civic and political institutions, ranking just below Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration has warned Israel that it must increase the amount of humanitarian aid it's allowing into Gaza within the next 30 days, or it could risk losing access to U.S. weapons funding. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned their Israeli counterparts in a letter dated Sunday that the changes must occur. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Israel needs to make changes to bring assistance back from very low levels. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 324 points. This is SRN News. A new hate crimes bill in Australia has people worried.
Lawmakers in the state of Victoria are considering a measure that would send a person to jail for 5 years if convicted of, quote, inciting serious contempt for another individual because of their sexual practices. Critics say that sets the bar pretty low. Would reading from parts of the Bible violate the law, for instance? Meanwhile, Australia's federal government is also working on new hate crimes legislation, which isn't as extreme, but might also cause some serious problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the Czech Republic mark Yom Kippur last week in one iconic synagogue for the first time since the Holocaust. Ceremonies were held at the Clausen Synagogue in Prague on Friday night. The building, which was first shuttered by the Nazis and kept shuttered by the communists, functions as a museum today. Jews either fled Eastern Europe during World War II or were murdered by the Nazis. This is SRN News. North Korea has blown up parts of inter-Korean roads in a symbolic display of anger. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tuesday's action comes after the rivals exchanged threats of destruction amid rising animosities over the North's claim that the South flew drones over its capital. The road's demolition reflects a display of North Korea's growing loathing of South Korea's conservative government. The South's military says it's bolstering its readiness and surveillance posture in coordination with the U.S. North Korea has a history of staging choreographed destruction of facilities on its soil as a political message. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British lawmakers are voting on a bill to strip hereditary aristocrats of the right to sit and vote in the House of Lords after more than 700 years. The Labour Party government says the decision will remove an outdated and indefensible relic of the past. More details at srnnews.com.